South Africa's governing party won last week's elections. The African National Congress retained its majority in parliament. But the ANC's share of the vote declined from previous elections, showing public unease with corruption and economic inequality. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton reports on what the winners promised to do.
During an African National Congress victory rally yesterday, President Cyril Ramaphosa promised South Africans a fresh start, to do better and to deliver on campaign pledges and appoint people of integrity to top positions in government.
We as the African National Congress, we are saying we have heard what our people want. Our people have given us a clear message.
The challenges facing Ramaphosa and the ANC are legion. Fixing South Africa's struggling economy, responding to public anger over graft by party officials and their cronies, and ensuring a better life for all. The president told thousands of supporters he's dealing with corruption, which he says must become a thing of the past in South Africa.
With this election, they were saying state capture must be history. We must never, ever, ever go back to state capture.
State capture, as it's known in South Africa, involves influence peddling, including the looting of state coffers by ANC officials and others. Several investigations are currently being held. Ramaphosa must also strive to unite his divided governing party and admits this election, in which the ANC lost votes, was a tough one.
They thought that the ANC was going to lose power.
The ANC managed to hold on to 8 out of 9 provinces, but with a reduced parliamentary majority. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.